Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A black cat came onto the field at MetLife Stadium during Monday's game between the Giants and the Cowboys. They actually stopped play for about 2 minutes as the cat was running towards the end zone. It crossed the goal line and the crowd was cheering. I love football announcers because of their voices so manly. But Liv, did you hear the play-by-play of this?
Oh yeah, I was watching it.
Check this out if you missed it. This is so great.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Now a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Meow.
And the cat is elusive. They're trying Meow. To corner him, and they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again, and it's running in the back of the end zone, and it runs up the tunnel.
Yeah, then they all got excited when the cat finally escaped. So there you go.
Cat. I know. I felt bad for the cat, too, but also the cat looked so terrifying. One even touched it.
Oh, I wouldn't either. That cat would claw the crap out of you when it's that scared. I saw some funny graphics, like the cat had like 3 rushing attempts for 100-something yards and 1 TDs. I'm like, got to get that on my fantasy
That's
team.
That's hilarious.
Okay, this is not hilarious. Have you guys tried to, whether recently when it just came back or before, Popeyes, did you try their chicken sandwich? Like, did you ever want to try it? Everybody was talking about it. It was a big deal.
Yeah, I wanted to, but they sold out so quickly. And also, you have to wait in line for like an hour to get it.
Now, see, I was driving yesterday. I was kind of going out of my way because I went to the chiropractor, so I went a different way. And there happened to be a Popeyes chicken where I was going. So, like, you know what? I'm going to try the original and the spicy version.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, they're good sandwiches. Like, I don't think it's bad. It's just like I was trying to compare it myself to like Chick-fil-A and like which one's better.
Yeah.
But they're both very, very good. But you're right. The lines have been crazy. Things have been going berserk. I'm going to compile all these videos and I'll make a blog. I'll put it up at joemckenzie.com later on this morning. But a guy yesterday actually at a Popeyes was stabbed to death over a chicken sandwich. The police actually confirmed. Listen to this. This is sad.
What we have since been able to determine through our investigation, our homicide detectives are hard at work on this one, but we have been able to determine preliminarily that this is related to the release of the sandwich here at this restaurant, that this individual was in line, a line specifically for the sale of the sandwich when another customer and he got into an altercation, and that ended with the victim being stabbed outside of the business. We are asking, there were many people in the store at the time, we are asking for anyone who was in the store at the time to please come forward and speak with our detectives. We are asking the person who did this to come forward.
I mean, over a chicken sandwich, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's like a little too crazy. I love buying into the hype of things.
Yep.
And when things go viral, I love being a part of it, but this is way too far and too much.
I thought the sandwich was good, though, when I tried it out yesterday. You should always donate, I think, or at least give. It doesn't have to be to a certain thing, just whatever means something to you. You guys ever drop any change in the Salvation Army? They're ringing the bell, a little red kettle?
Yeah, I will. If I have some, I will.
Okay, well, you can never say you don't have cash anymore, because check this out. They're making it easier for donors to give back during the holiday season. They announced they're accepting Apple Pay or Google Pay at some of their red kettles. They got smart chips and QR codes that'll be placed on the kettle sign. So it's like, oh, I don't have any money. It's like, oh, do you have a phone? Let us help you.
Bro. Girl Scouts are starting to do that. And that's always my one thing. Like, oh, I don't have cash. And they're like, oh, I've got a swipe. And
yeah,
I'm
it's
like,
cool.
Ugh,
no.
Now I have to buy them.
Exactly.
Dang it.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
And this is genius, but it's getting shut down. A college student in Minnesota has been running a business where he drive to a Krispy Kreme 4 hours away in Iowa. So 4 hours one way, four another. And he'd bring back donuts to sell since there aren't any Krispy Kremes in Minnesota. Well, Krispy Kremes found out about this and they're like, shut it down. I guess they don't want to do it. But he would load up the entire back of his car and he'd sell a dozen donuts for 15 or 20 bucks a pop. This guy could have paid off his student loans. Let him do it.
Yeah, wait, how come we don't do that? That's genius. We need to start doing that.
Guys, it's supply and demand. Sports, the Rockets beat the Grizzlies 107-100 last night. Tonight, the Pacers are on the road as they take on the Hornets. That is Joe's Need to Know News. See it all at joeandmckenzie.com.